A group representing Doctors for the Environment today met at the Bank of South Australia to shut down their account in protest against fossil fuel investment. The Bank of South Australia does not have any fossil fuel investments, but is owned by Westpac, which does. The doctors decided to take action where they can, even if it means starting from the bottom of the chain. The Wire went to the bank to investigate.
Dr. Doug Shaw is an Adelaide public health physician. He told me why he thinks this action is important.
Okay, well, we're aware that many of Australia's big banks continue to invest in fossil fuels. And as doctors, with a concern for the human health impacts of climate change, we just can't see that we can continue to support any bank that does that.
Why was your group formed?
So Doctors for the Environment Australia was formed quite a few years ago with a particular focus on providing scientific evidence and advocacy on the health impacts of climate change. So we have a scientific advisory committee, and we try to look at this evidence-based approach for taking action on climate change in relation to human health.
Would you like other organisations to follow suit? How would you like them to do that?
Certainly.
If so?
Many organisations have already divested and are continuing to do so. I've just been attending a conference here in Adelaide of the Royal Australasian College of Physicians, and last year they divested their investments in any fossil fuel holding, and there was quite a bit of publicity about it. That was picked up by Canadian Medical Association, by other medical associations around the world. There's a big movement on universities, for universities to divest, and many of our medical student members are being active in that as well. And so we do expect big results. It's little by little, but the momentum is really growing. And it also attaches this social stigma to fossil fuel investments. So not only are they proving to be economically unsound, they're going to have this social stigma attached to them.
Dr. Doug Shaw. Dr. John Willoughby is a retired professor of neurology at Flinders University. He outlined how public health is going to be impacted by climate change.
The thing that's going to most matter to Australians is extreme weather events. So we all experienced a pretty hot spell last summer, and we can expect many more of those. As the temperature rises just a little bit, these extremes become much more common than you'd expect from the small but real rise in temperatures that are occurring. So that would be the main thing. And extreme weather events are heat waves, flooding rains, storms and cyclones, things of that nature. So that would be the main thing in Australia. We're lucky we live in a civilised country with good infrastructure, but we're going to need better infrastructure when these extreme weather events come along. Our hospitals would not be ready for the influx of heat strokes that are going to occur when some of these long periods of hot weather come, and many hospitals are not already able to cope with the injuries and burns that occur in bushfires, another consequence of extreme weather events. So that's Australia. Elsewhere, it's worse. The shifting climate will change the productivity of many agricultural lands, leading to starvation. It'll change the rainfall so that some people who used to get some now get none. Others who used to get some may get drowned in floods. So there's those kinds of impacts. And then all the nasty bugs that like to live in warm climates can move north in the northern hemisphere and south in the southern hemisphere and get more people. They'll love it.
What impact will divesting have? And I guess what influence do you hope to achieve through this action?
We hope to achieve a lot. Now, divestment means the reverse of investing. So it means to take money out of something. So we're divesting. We are removing any support that we can possibly from any businesses or companies that feed into the use of gas, oil, coal.
Dr. John Willoughby. Maude Taylor is a fourth-year medical student at the University of Adelaide.
I joined DEA in my first year of my degree and have had a very positive experience with the organisation so far. I fully support the move to divest. I've personally divested as well, and I think it sends a really strong message. Despite the financial implications for the bank, it sends a really strong message to people that we're serious about this issue and we know that it will affect future generations. And I guess as a doctor of the future, that does worry me the most. How am I possibly going to deal with these health complications that will just continue to grow? And I can't see a solution if we continue to invest in companies that dig the coal out of the ground.
Maude Taylor, fourth-year medical student at the University of Adelaide, speaking with The Wire's Catherine Cox.